My, my, my. Don't you look delicious? Bound and tied up like a Christmas ham. Oh, my daughters are too good to their mother. Silly me. We haven't met, have we? Well, I suppose proper introductions are in order. I am Lady Dimitrescu, of House Dimitrescu. This is my castle, and it was my daughters who are the ones who brought you here. I hope they weren't too rough with you. They know better than to drink more than their share. But they simply love to play with their food. You don't look too worse for wear. I guess they were good today. Now, give me your wrist, man-thing. Your cooperation isn't needed. Give me your wrist, or I'll remove it from your body. Good boy. Ooh, was that a shudder? A topic for later, perhaps. For now, let's get a taste of you. You see, my daughters, bless them, are young. They hunger and they feed, and they don't know how to truly savor a taste. I, however, come from a family of winemakers. Savoring is what I do. So I'll just make a little cut here. No struggling. You wouldn't want me to nick anything important. Ah, there it is. Lovely sanguine. Quite delectable, to be sure. But there's something odd about it. A sort of tingle it leaves on the tongue. Well, nothing for it, I suppose. You'll make a fine... What is this feeling? Oh, my. Is that... Did I just... grow a cock? You stay right there. Not that you have much choice. Hello? Mother Miranda. You told me to report if my regenerative abilities caused any mutations to occur. Well, it seems that I've grown a cock and balls, Mother Miranda. I suppose I should check that, shouldn't I? No. I still have a pussy as well. I don't make a habit of expecting my daughter's nether regions, but I'm fairly confident in saying they are cock-free. No, aside from the cock and balls, there are no other mutations. It happened after taking a drink from the fresh prey my daughters had brought me. Yes, Mother Miranda. I'll refrain from drinking any more from him. What should I do with them? You leave them to me? Thank you. Of course. I'll keep you updated on the situation. Well, little one, it seems luck is on your side. I cannot drink from you, and Mother Miranda has left it to me to decide your fate. Oh, no. Silly boy. I'm not going to kill you. That would be a waste. Just because I can't enjoy the delicious crimson in your veins doesn't mean I'm going to deprive my daughters of it. And besides, you have other uses. I'm a woman, Man-Thing. And a woman, even one of my standing and stature, has needs. You understand? That's right. You are going to be my personal toy. And I don't think you're opposed to that idea. Playing coy, are we? You've been devouring me with your eyes from the moment I stepped in. I've seen it all. Your eyes roaming over my full, heavy breasts, down my deep curves, over my wide hips. You're simply dying to know how I look under this tight silk dress of mine. And with the way you're still looking at me, my new developments aren't a problem for you, are they? I didn't think so. Now, I'm going to cut your bindings. And when I do, I want you to strip from me. And I'll do the same. Oh, there. Now, strip for mommy. Oh, yes. Good boy. I think you're going to be so much fun to play with. Well, now it's my turn, isn't it? Let me just slide this beautiful dress down my shoulders, catching it at my elbow. Oh, I'm going to strip, but I'm a lady. And a lady doesn't just undress for every man who asks. She needs a bit of encouragement. I want to hear you beg to see my breasts, lush and round, freed from this soft, smooth prison, so that you can appreciate them fully. You call that begging? Darling, if you aren't going to beg, I'll just redress and leave you to take care of yourself. That's it. That's begging. The desperation and fear in your voice are so delicious. Well, here you are then. The breasts of your mistress on full display. I can imagine you'd love nothing more than to get your hands on these, wouldn't you? Well, then get over here and worship Mommy like she deserves. Good boy. Bury your face between them. Suffocate yourself with my scent while you sink your puny hands into my perfect breasts. Oh, that's it. Kiss every inch of my flesh. Pray at your new altar. Oh my cock. I almost forgot it was there, but I started grinding on it and oh. By the gods, does it feel amazing? Let me get the rest of this dress off. I don't want to get anything on it. Oh, fuck. That feels even better. Yes. Yes. Keep that up. It's... Oh, it's divine. Your mouth on my breast. Oh, how you... kiss and suck them so greedily. The way you grind onto my new cock. The pleading look in your eyes. Oh, oh, I can't take this anymore. I need to fuck you. Oh, oh, how does it feel to be thrown like a rag doll? Does it remind you of your place as mommy's little fuck toy? And you love being reminded of that, don't you? So I'm going to get on top of you and fuck you until you can barely speak. What's that look for? Oh, are you afraid mommy's going to crush your puny body? Don't worry. I'm not going to bring my full weight down on you, baby boy. After all, I wouldn't want to break my new favorite toy. Yet. Oh, I wasn't sure you'd be satisfactory, but you'll do fine. Oh, just try and keep up, little boy. Your cock is wonderful. It's hitting all the right spots. I guess size doesn't really matter, does it? Lay back down. I know how tempting it is to lean up and try to suck on my massive tits, but you have to be a good boy and fight that urge. Oh, I need more of those whimpers of yours. Grab my hips, baby boy. Mommy is about to really ride you. Aww. Look at that little face. It's all so much for you, isn't it? The feeling of my impossibly strong pussy squeezing and massaging every inch of your cock. The sight of my large breasts bouncing and crashing against each other as they swing above you. The feeling of my shapely rear smacking down onto your hips while my thick cock slaps against your stomach. Oh, you're thrashing your head so violently. Are you about to come, little boy? Then look at me. Look me in the eyes while you fill me up. Oh, look. Look into my eyes and come for me. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Good boy. But you're not done. Off the bed and on your knees. Good boy. Now you got to come back there. And while I was close, I didn't. Do you know why? Because I want to test this new cock out. And that tight ass of yours seems like a perfect way to do it. So take care of mommy. And mommy will take care of you. Oh, good boy. Oh, that's it. Yes. Oh, such a perfect little mouth. Yes. Go as deep as you can. Oh, I want my cock dripping when I go to fuck you. I was going to fuck your face, but how well you use that tongue of yours. I'm quite content in letting you do the work yourself. Fuck. Your throat is so tight. The way it grips and surges around my cock. That's perfection. All right. Come up and get some air. Oh, the feeling of your breath on my dick. It's unexpectedly pleasant. Do it again. Take me to the base. No, no, no. You're going to stay there for a bit. Look up at me. Oh, you are a sight to behold, baby boy. Seeing you look at me that way while you're taking my cock. Such a pretty picture. All right. Now, I'm going to let you up for some air. But stop at the tip and breathe around it. Ah, that's it. Ah, somehow I knew that would be spectacular. Feeling your hot, desperate breath surrounding my cockhead. All right. That's it. I'm done waiting. Get up. Or I'm going to pick you up and lock your legs at the shoulder. I'm gonna pound your ass until you can't even walk straight. Ah! Oh, fuck! Fuck! I didn't think your ass would be this tight. Oh, it's phenomenal! Ah, yes! Yes! Oh, take my cock! Take it all the way to the hilt! Again and again! Oh, yes! Feel my breasts alternately rubbing against your back as I ravage you like you couldn't imagine. Ah, oh, moan my name, fucktoy. Moan for mommy. Yes. Ah, oh, good boy. Oh, you're taking mommy's cock so well. But I'm not done yet. I need more. More moans. More of your ass. More pleasure. Ah, oh, you're spasming on my cock, trying to milk every last drop of cum out of me as it grips and squeezes, as it begs for mommy to keep her cock inside you. Are you getting close, little boy? Are you ready to spray all of that warm cum for me? Don't you come until mommy does. Don't worry, baby boy. Mommy is very, very close. Between riding you, feeling your throat, and pounding your tight ass. I'm almost ready to paint your insides white. Are you ready for mommy to fill you with her cum, huh? Are you ready to feel her warmth flood you? Then obey my command. Come. Come with me, baby boy. Good boy. Such a good boy. Here. Let me set you onto the bed. My. There's so much spilling out of you. We can have that cleaned up later. Here, get under the covers and make yourself comfortable. I have business to attend to, but I can spend a bit of time with you. You're quite the mess. Here, hold still. Let me clean you up a little. You did very well, little one. There are few who can satisfy me. Take pride in that accomplishment. No need for thanks. I give credit where credit is due. This has been a pleasant experience, and we should do it again when I have time. And if you behave, I might invite my daughters next time. This guest room is yours now. We can go over your responsibilities to House Dumitrescu later. For now, get some rest. I'll tell my daughters that you're to be handled gently. Rest well, little man. I may have need of your skills sooner than you expect.